Welcome to another episode of the Blemished Beauty Podcast. This podcast was designed with you in mind. If you're ready to erase the norm and embrace the truth, come pull up a chair, grab a journal, and tell a friend that your favorite Jersey girl is back with another episode. So let's get into it.
Hey y'all, welcome to season 5. Now I know it's the end of the month, but happy new year. And I hope that you guys had an amazing holiday season. But if you didn't, not only is this the first day of season 5, but it can be the first day of a new season for you. So you still have time to shake off 2024 and tap into 2025. If you haven't realized by now, you have the power to control how you show up in the world. So I need you to walk boldly in this year. It is necessary that you show up in rooms like God sent you there, because you're supposed to take up space. If you have a platform like mine, or if you just work a 9-to-5, you still have a responsibility to be the best version of yourself because of who you are and whose you are. But if you're someone like me, you may wonder how or what steps you need to take to achieve this. Now, this episode, if you haven't seen it yet, this episode is titled Baggage Check. Because before you sit down and do your vision boards and set those resolutions, we need to take self-inventory of what we are carrying. And even if you already did the vision boards and already set the resolutions, you still need to take self-inventory to see if you are still carrying parts of 2024. Now, if this is your first time listening to me, my name is Shira Renee. And I am your favorite Jersey girl. And in this space, we focus on our healing and personal development. I am known for visuals. So, of course, throughout the episode, I'm going to paint a picture for you. Now, as I was thinking and preparing for this episode, of course, the visual I had was an airport. I have never personally been inside an airport, but I've heard there is a particular protocol in order to catch a flight. Now, when you get to the airport, there is a process that must take place, and you must check in your luggage, and that means you must drop off your bags to check it in. Then you have to go through security. You must be prepared to remove shoes, belts, electronics, all that stuff, right? And then you go find your gate to board your plane. Now, when you go in to find your gate, usually you have to look at a monitor of some sort to find your gate number and check to see if there are any updates for your flight before you can board it. So, as I was thinking about that and I was preparing for this episode, I said, let's envision ourselves standing at the end of 2024. And you know how people, before they enter in the airport and they're about to take this flight, you are about to board flight 2025. Have you done everything necessary? Have you dropped the right things off? Have you removed the right things? Are there any updates or anything that can hinder you from getting on this flight? Have you done everything necessary to board plane 2025? If you have, that's great. If you haven't, you still have time. Have you brought, and I'm going to ask again, things from 2024 into this year that you should not have brought? People, places, or things. Think about it. I want you to make 2025 one of the best years of your life. And I know, and I hope you know, that this won't happen overnight. So I want you to keep this statement in mind And I want you to use it as affirmation if you need to. I want you to release whatever it is that you're holding on to that is not assigned to you to carry. Now, again, preparing for this, hearing this statement, I wanted to give you guys a couple of definitions so you can visually grasp the concept. Now, the word release means to allow something to move, act, or flow freely. It also means to remove restrictions or obligations from someone or something so that they become available for another activity. Assigned means to designate or set something aside for a specific purpose. And carry means support and move someone or something from one place to another. So when I say release whatever it is that you're holding on to that is not assigned to you to carry, I'm simply encouraging you to remove the restrictions from your life that can hinder your purpose because you are not equipped to carry it. We all have our limits. And when you add on extra, you cannot perform the job you were designed to do. So here's an example of that. Most of us have been in an elevator at some point of our lives, right? When you get inside the elevator, it tells you the maximum amount of weight it can carry. Now imagine you were in an elevator and it has reached its capacity. Then when someone tries to come on the elevator at the max, what do you think will happen? The elevator will probably get stuck and won't function, or it will try to perform its job and break down in the process. And if it breaks down, it will not only injure you, but it will injure everyone else around you. So the same thing applies to us. Whenever you exceed your limit, you can injure yourself and others. So please tread lightly and only carry what you are designed and designated to carry. So now let's get into some examples, because sometimes we are so used to being who we are, we don't know the weight that we carry. Now, these examples can vary, but it can include the following. We can carry people's emotions, feeling responsible for others' happiness or sadness. And this one is specifically for my people pleasers. This was something that I used to do a lot. But when I realized I'm over here losing sleep, making sure others are okay when they are sleeping peacefully at night, I started to set boundaries. We can also carry family responsibilities, taking on family duties or roles that aren't ours to fulfill. We can carry unrealistic expectations, trying to meet the high expectations set by others, whether it's your family, friends, or society. Especially if you are a social media head, you will definitely find yourself carrying unrealistic expectations, not knowing what it took for that person to post whatever it is that they post in. You're giving yourself an expectation that you might not be able to achieve because they might be over there faking that quote unquote expectation that you see. It might not even be real, right? We can carry workplace stress. And for those of you who work in a very high demanding job space, bearing the stress of workload or colleagues or the entire team can definitely give you some type of anxiety. We can carry past mistakes of others, and that's holding on to guilt or regret for mistakes made by others. And if you're doing that, you must let this go. A lot of us say we forgive a person, but still bring up the past, and you cannot receive something new if your hands are full of old stuff. You can carry negative opinions, things that you've internalized, or criticism from others. You can carry unresolved conflicts. Now, this is carrying the weight of conflicts or issues that aren't yours to resolve. this was something that I personally did a lot. I always was the one in the middle of things because I wanted everybody to get along, right? But you have to understand that people will be people, and you must remember that you can't choose how others respond to things, but you can choose what you entertain. This is also a way to set boundaries for the atmosphere you would like to set when others enter your space. You can carry financial burdens, taking on financial responsibilities that aren't yours to manage. And this is something that we do as parents a lot too. As our kids get older, we feel the need, some parents feel the need to take on financial burdens. And if your child gets in debt, you feel like you're obligated to have to help them. It's so many different examples that we can put under financial burdens, but hopefully you guys are not carrying that type of weight. You can carry social and societal pressures. Again, that's tying into social media. You're feeling pressured to conform to societal norms or standards that don't align with your true self. This can fall under the umbrella of those who get pressured to have kids by a certain age or to get married by a certain age. Knowing yourself and what you want for your life will help you stand up against the pressure, especially when you go on social media, because everybody's timeline looks different. So I don't want you to compare your chapter one to someone's chapter 20. And lastly, you can carry on health issues of other people, worrying excessively about their health and their well-being, and that could be detrimental to your own mental health. So I hope that you guys understand these tips that I've set out. And that was just a simple sample of the ways we can carry things. But what are the signs that indicate you are carrying these things? So if you are experiencing the following signs, this might be a key indicator that you are carrying things that you are not assigned or designated to carry. If you are constantly feeling overwhelmed, you have a difficulty saying no, you are emotionally exhausted or burnt out, you have a lack of time for yourself, you're feeling responsible for other people's happiness, and you have physical symptoms like stress or headaches or fatigue, or you even have resentment or frustration. These are key indicators that will allow you, or should resonate with you, to let you know that it is time to unpack and release things that you are not designed to carry. Now, I know that was a lot to take in, so I want you guys to go back and listen to this episode again, and then just take a pen and paper and write these down, and take a moment to reflect on the areas in your life where you may be carrying unnecessary burdens. If you identify with any of these signs, then chances are you need to unpack and regroup so you can start to show up in places lighter than ever before. This will not be an overnight job. This will definitely take time, and you must use daily practices to ensure you are not going back to old habits. These practices can include setting boundaries, mindfulness, and meditation, and seeking support. Now, setting boundaries is vital. Imagine yourself as a house, and you are surrounded by a white gate, or whatever color you want to pick. Anything outside that gate is things that you won't allow. Anything inside the gate will be surrounded by your house. So whatever you don't want to be surrounded by, you need to set up a boundary for and put it outside of yourself. Setting boundaries could look like not talking to someone at a certain time, not entertaining certain people if they act a certain way, not entertaining people if they act a certain way towards you or speak a certain way, or if they don't line up with your core values. Mindfulness and meditation is just that, just being mindful of the energy that is surrounding you and meditating and giving yourself some time to really start the day and end the day. Now, for me, I listen to music in the morning. I'll get up maybe like 30 minutes to an hour earlier than everyone else, and I will put on my playlist and sit for a while and just really take in whatever I'm listening to and zone out so I can prepare myself for the loudness of the day. And then at the evening, once everyone goes to bed, I'll take 30 minutes to myself, listen to some music, and really just empty out the day. And seeking support is surrounding yourself with friends and family and professionals, some people, therapy, life coaching, all the things, podcasts, books. Surround yourself with people who will pour back into you. People that you can trust and provide a safe space for you when you are going through or you need an ear to listen and a shoulder to lean on. So I hope you guys have found this episode helpful. And if you need further information on tips and practices, you can always email me at blemishbeautypod@gmail.com. And as always, I want you to remember, you are graced and gifted for a time such as this. You have purpose in this world, and you have been created to do great and amazing things. So until next episode, you guys.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and don't forget to leave a review. You can follow Shira on all major platforms and on YouTube at ShiraRenee510. Until next time, spread love, show grace, and shine bright.